Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by telling you that you are amazing, fantastic human beings. Thank you so much for the positive feedback, subscribing, rating, reviews, telling a friend. That is the only way this show grows. We do absolutely zero advertising. It is just because of you and you alone that this show exists. Thank you for being rock stars. Today, we are chatting with Nick Dreesen from Affordable Cleaning Services. Affordable Cleaning Services has been providing Iowa City area with commercial and residential cleaning services for more than 5 years now. If you want to reach out to Nicholas and his team, you get a hold of them at www.staycleanmyfriends.com. Nicholas, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Got to start off with a website. Love it. How on God's green earth did we come up with Stay Clean, My Friends? I think that's so creative.
Well, I have a friend who looks very similar to the Dusecki's most interesting man alive face. And so when we got going, we did a commercial that was a spoof on that of the cleanest man alive. And it just kind of stuck after that, that we wanted to kind of create that as our image and branding using him and the Stay Clean, My Friends. Don't always hire my cleaning done, but when you do, hire Affordable Cleaning Services.
That is so cool. If you send me a link to that video, I'll put it up in the show notes page. So A, I'm dying to see it, and B, that way Cleaning Nation can see it. Deal?
Sounds great.
All right, perfect. So let's see, you're Iowa City, you married guy, single guy, kids, what's going on in your life?
I have two boys, 11 and 9. I'm divorced. I go back and forth Iowa City and the Des Moines, Iowa area. We're actually getting the cleaning business started over in the Des Moines area as well.
Okay, beautiful. How long is that? I'm not familiar with Iowa. How far of a commute is that every, however often you
That's
go back
about and 2 hours away. I drive a white van that everybody just calls Pong because all I ever get to do is just go back and forth.
All right, beautiful. Well, fantastic. What can I help you with today, man? What's going on in your world? So hopefully I can give you some value.
Well, I got invited to be on this podcast and I figured I'd try something new. It's always good to reach out to this whatever new community avenues that we can find and sometimes put myself outside of my comfort zone to reach new techniques.
Well, you sound like a total pro, well within your comfort zone. So you're fooling all of us, my friend. What's going on in your world? How can I help?
Well, again, I guess my biggest areas would be growing the commercial business. And in the Iowa City area, it's known as a college town. They make up the majority of the population. And so there's a large flux of the move in, move out cleaning, especially at the beginning of the college year. So that definitely is easy to get the meat and keep food on the table there. But we would like to move on to more steady long-term sources by expanding our commercial industry.
Okay, so you want to get into more commercial accounts. What have you done so far?
Currently, we are working with the University of Iowa on a pretty large account that employs 6 full-time people, 2 part-time people, and we have a few other small accounts. What we've done to get those is a word of mouth through good quality is definitely always the best advertising. We did that commercial that I mentioned at the beginning when we first got started, and then we put together some business-to-business packets, just tell a little bit about us, have some other customer testimonials in there, and some before and after pictures.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is right now you're doing, I got that you've got a school that you're talking about, which is great, but what you want to know about now is how to get more commercial business. And right now you've got some packets you put together and it's been pretty much word of mouth. Did I understand you properly?
Yes.
Okay. So word of mouth.
Going back and forth from the two cities definitely makes having the time to, go to a lot of the door knocking and the in-person sales that I would prefer to do a little bit more difficult.
Okay.
Lack of time going back and forth in two places.
Sure. Well, and I'll give you a couple of things right off the bat. I am not a big fan of door knocking and personal sales just because it's so time consuming and it's not scalable. One thing I wanted to mention on the, you said that referrals and word of mouth is the best lead source. It's the best. It's the best of times. It is the worst of times. It's the best because you're going to get the absolute best quality leads from referrals almost always. But it's the worst because it's very hard to scale. You've only got the customers that you've got. The customers that you've got only know the people that they have. And you can only stay so top of mind with them. So it's great when it happens. We love it. But it's not a great way to build a business because it's hard to. It's not scalable. It's not repeatable. It's not dependable. Some months maybe do great, other months nobody shows up. So I think you're in the right ballpark by asking the question, what kind of, you know, systems can I put that are a little more scalable to get commercial accounts? Does that resonate with you at all? Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So the good thing is I'm not a fan of you going out and being a salesperson because that also is not scalable. It's more scalable than asking for referrals or word of mouth, which is great. It's more scalable because you can kind of say, well, I'm going to, you know, knock on 20 doors or 100 doors or pick up the phone 100 times or 200 times. Whereas with word of mouth, you know, once you've kind of asked all of your customers, hey, make sure to refer me if you're having a good experience, you know, that conversation's done for at least a couple weeks or months. So it's more scalable than that, but still not scalable enough. What I would encourage you to do is, and you could say, well, it is scalable because I could hire salespeople, right? Like if you can only knock on so many doors and that amount of doors isn't much when you're spending all of your time driving back and forth. You're like, well, I could hire someone to knock on doors and that way it'd be scalable. Fair?
Well, and hiring somebody when you don't have that guarantee that they're going to be getting sales, it's pretty hard to find people motivated on a commission-only job, no matter how large of a commission you offer. And if they're not getting sales, then you're paying all of your profit to a salesperson to not get you anything, and you can't stay business long doing that either.
Yeah, and I've had I had a car dealership, I had a construction company, both of which had sales teams, which I either managed or hired a sales manager to do for me. And you're right, that comes with its own universe of headaches. So I was kind of playing the devil's advocate in that. That was more for people out there listening going, well, hold on, you said it couldn't scale, but you could hire salespeople. I just want to acknowledge, yes, you could. I'm still not going to recommend you do that because it's a very expensive, very time-consuming, very management-intensive, very slow way to do it, usually on the commercial side. You hire someone today, he's not going to make his first sale tomorrow. It might be months. And by that time, you might figure out he's no good or she's no good. And by the time you fire them, you're out 3 months, a bunch of money, and it's really a bear. So you can
grow. And they've done that.
Yeah, you can't grow a cleaning company with salespeople. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying that's not how I'd coach you. It's the hardest way to skin that cat. All right, so let's talk. Now we've talked about how not to do it. Let's talk about what to do. What we want to do is create systems that we put into place and walk away from, and they continue to bring us leads. So there's a lot of ways to do that. We just released the Clean Profit Method. We talk about that a ton in step 4, lead landslide. We talk about how to get your language, lead magnet landing pages, how to put traffic to them, how to match your market, your message, and your media. Step 5, perfect prospects. It's all in there. It's a ton of information. I'll do my best to condense what I can in the time that we've got. But the trick is we want to go from selling to building relationships and taking orders. So selling is me knocking on the door, interrupting you from whatever you're doing, going, hey, Nick, you know, stop ordering those supplies or doing that payroll and talk to me about coaching. You're probably not interested. You're probably going to try and get me out of there as quick as possible that I'm knocking on your door or answering the phone. But if I do stuff like, hey, here's a podcast, here's an email that I send out periodically that just has a ton of value, here's a Facebook group that we offer that's really good, here's, I'm trying to think of something, we're going to do a lunch and learn, or I'm going to be speaking at this event, or if there's all sorts of kind of free ways where I just give a bunch of value, what's going to happen is over months and years, you guys want to deal with me. Oh my gosh, Mike, I know him, I like him, I trust him. And you guys just come to me and say, hey, I've got a bunch of money, will you please take it and help me? That's what we want to do for you. So instead of knocking on doors and hammering the phones, we are going to put out content or create systems that the right people are going to be attracted to. So one of the first things that you can do on your website is most people have a sign up for a newsletter, call now for a free estimate, right? That's what everybody says. We want to eliminate that and replace it with something that is going to be of interest for free to your target market. So if your best prospect is someone probably that hates his cleaning service and wants help. So you might have, you know, hate your cleaning service and want help, ? Top 10 things you must know before you even think about changing cleaning services. Download now for free. And they're going to give you their email address and tell you where to send that thing to. And in exchange, you're going to send them hopefully valuable information that tells them how to buy cleaning services. And guess what? You're going to qualify in all things. You're going to say stuff like, make sure they have uniforms. Well, you guys better use uniforms. Make sure they have a guarantee. Well, you guys should have a guarantee. And again, we go all over all that in step 3 of the Clean Profit Method. Make sure that they've got insurance. You're going to have a whole you know, 9-step thing to make sure that how you're teaching them how to buy, which is valuable information, but you're also teaching them how to buy. And then you're going to follow that up with periodic emails in terms of, you know, hey, here's how to get less people to call in sick, you know, have a clean environment. Here's how to make sure that you don't get screwed by your cleaning company. Here's how to use facility management to make your bottom line improve. And you're going to constantly build that relationship in an automated way, right? You're not going to call, you know, every time I have a new concept or something that's working, I'm not going to call everyone in Cleaning Nation, right? I've got thousands of them. I can't go, hey, Nick, it's Mike. I just came up with this cool thing. I thought you should know. And we talk for 10 minutes and I call somebody else, right? I'm going to send out an email or I'm going to post a blog or I'm going to put it in my podcast or on the YouTube channel or post it in the Facebook group. But I'm going to create systems. First, I'm going to create a community. And the first way you can start doing that is by building a list. When people come to your website, you can have paid traffic or organic traffic. When they come to your website, instead of just saying, call now for a free estimate, right? They don't know you. They just met you. That would be like me calling you and going, hey, Nick, give me money for coaching. You don't know me. That doesn't make any sense. You're going to give them something of value and they're going to give you your email address, their email address in exchange. You're going to follow up on that thing of value with other things of value that are free. So when it comes point where I'm finally ready to switch, you and I have been kind of talking and it's been automated on your point. I've just been getting emails or Facebook posts or a podcast or however you're going to kind of educate me. You've been sending me content and helping me know, like, and trust you automated, not just me, but, you know, hopefully hundreds or thousands of other people. When we're ready to buy, we just call you. So that's a lot of information crammed down into a very short amount of time. Any questions or hiccups or kind of stopping points before we move on?
No, I think those are very good techniques. And I actually have a nonprofit that I run as well that deals with family law reform. And we have a lot of active lobbyist points. And many of these same techniques that we use there is kind of how you're referring it over to here. I really liked the line of I go from selling to building relationships that create orders. That was a marvelous line right there. And I think that's the true aspect of it, that's going to create that long-term solid customer relationships that will continuously give you more referrals, not just that one-time referral, but they're going to continuously repeat because you have that relationship with them. I guess my biggest question would be, you know, you mentioned a couple different tactics there as far as expanding our network and getting the names on that list so that we have people to drip on with this content. But how do we continue to increase that list and how do we get the bigger accounts and develop the relationships with those bigger fish if they weren't already searching for us in order to put their name on, you know, go to our website and give us their email to begin with?
Great question. There's a ton of ways you can do that. You can find out what associations they belong to and sponsor a lunch or just join the association or buy a booth. You can put on a lunch and learn and invite all the... If your niche is going to be owners of car dealerships, invite them. If it's going to be doctors or chiropractors, invite them. You might have a 15-minute, you know, session on, hey, here's how to grow your chiropractic business. You don't ask for any business. You don't do anything. You just give a ton of value. You could do paid traffic, right? That's the beautiful thing about niches. You could say only, you know, show this ad to people within 20 miles of this address, you know, your business address, that own businesses, or if you have a niche, you know, their title, right? That have the title project manager or chiropractor or facilities manager, whatever. Again, you have to know your niche, know what they're going to be called.
Find your demographic.
Yeah. So you can send ads that are paid. You can put on events. You can go to where they're already gathered. You can advertise in magazines, right? If you're going to be chiropractors, you find the big chiropractor magazine, especially if you can find a local chiropractor magazine, you advertise in it. So the key is really understanding who your market is. That's the niche. Understanding what their pain is. That will create your message, right? You have to be able to respond to their message. Even if I do a great podcast, everyone comes to my website and my website doesn't understand them, it's not going to help, right? They come to my website and I'm going to probably have a video or some sort of offering going, hey, are you having trouble getting customers? You're having trouble getting employees? Do you work so hard and not get a return? And the people that come are like, oh my gosh, that's me. We want to have you have that same result with your niche. So it's really how to get the traffic is one thing. And there's a ton, you know, Facebook gets paid billions of dollars to aggregate that traffic for you. You could do cold calls, but instead of saying, hey, would you like to, you know, can I come bid your business, which is probably going to get a lot of hangups. Hey, would you like to come to a free lunch and learn we're having just for local chiropractors? You're probably going to get a lot better hit rate on stuff like that. So all the marketing things that you use already, will probably work. We're just going to change the message from, hi, we just met, want to get married, to i.e., you know, can I give you an estimate right now, to, hi, my name is Nick. What's your name? I.e. 10 things you need to know before you hire a janitor. 10 ways your janitorial company can put you out of business. 5 things that will help reduce employee turnover. 14 ways facilities management can impact your bottom line. So once we get the messaging right, and we've got, so first we need to get the market, who we're talking to. Then we got to get the message. And then where we put it, the media, is pretty easy. Because if you've got the right message, because you know who your market is, it's pretty easy to find media to get them there, whether it be phone or email or text message or, you know, skywriting, whatever. If you've got the right message, it's pretty easy if you put it in front of your folks. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I would say that does. I guess now I would say it led to another question, and I think I probably already know the answer. A lot of these are things that I've either already done in the past, still do, and in the process of doing. But again, with that time aspect, especially living in two different cities, and as the company continues to grow, that it seems that there's always more places than I already can be at. And creating that consistent content for website or community events is another area that we struggle on. And when we've tried to employ people with those positions, it seems to either be projects that don't get done or that may as well have not gotten done. So what advice would you have for getting that content created on a more consistent basis while maintaining originality?
Okay, just because we are running out of time and I want to make sure we stay on track, I'm going to give you a short answer. Again, not trying to pitch my stuff, but it's all in there. That would be, I would use step 5, I think module 3 is all about content creation. And there's the 4 C's of content creating, and I don't have them off the top of my head. I think it's core value content, crucial content, compelling offers, and dang it, there's one more. Don't have time to get into it right now. But what you should be doing is taking the things that are already happening in your business and creating content with them. And you want to make sure you use every piece of the animal. So I'll just give you an example of what I do really quick, and then we got to hit the lightning round. I do a podcast twice a week. That is the only content I create. It takes me, we're going to talk for probably 20 or 30 minutes. That's it. I've got systems, right? So someone else books them. Someone else publishes them. Someone else does all the editing. My time commitment is literally the time that we're on the phone. Now that podcast is going to also go onto our YouTube channel because we video either myself and my guests, and it goes on the YouTube channel, which doesn't take very much extra time, if any, and doubles our audience. We also make a summary of each one of these, and that creates a blog post. So what happens is every week with just 2 podcasts, it takes me an hour, and I've got good systems behind it, right? I didn't just wake up and do this. We had to create a bunch of systems, but an hour of my personal time and some money, right? And you either have to invest time and money, right? I could do my own editing. I could find my own guests. I could do all that nonsense, but I don't want to, and I've got money, so I don't have to do that. But with an hour of my time, we create 6 pieces of content every week. That's over 25 pieces of content a month. I'm a content creating machine. I do it all in an hour a week effectively. So short answer is you're going to create systems to that the content is always being cranked out as opposed to constantly trying to think of new things. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's kind of the first 3 to 5 years of any business is just learning those systems and getting that done. And so that makes complete sense now that we're on that 5.5 years. We're starting to get a lot of the systems and can realize the importance of the systems and which ones have worked and which ones haven't. Absolutely.
Well, and that's why I do what I do, right? I've been doing this for 20 years, and I know the pain and suffering I went through, and I want to make sure to save Clean Nation to the best of my ability as much of that pain and suffering as possible. All right, we are going way over time. Let's hit the lightning round. I want to take a break and give you the opportunity to share some of your 5.5 years of experience with Cleaning Nation. 3 quick questions. You're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
I would say that that's going to be Napoleon Hill, America's First Millionaire, a book called Think and Grow Rich. It's better to have 1% from 100 people rather than 100% of your own effort, and 100% will still get done.
Gosh, that is so well said, and it dovetails exactly nicely with what we're talking about today. Question number 2, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
I would say procrastination, and just putting off any project that I could have gotten done. That small pile will turn into a big pile.
Yeah, I got to tell you, working with hundreds of cleaning owners of cleaning companies a year, I will find I would say one of the successful traits I find that's common among successful owners is decision making. They don't, I don't know, I'm going to think about it, I'm not sure. It's I'm in, I'm out, moving on. So I couldn't agree more with that. Procrastination will kill not only your business, but just your spirit, right? It just sucks when you're kind of in the, I don't know. Right decision, wrong decision. It's always better to be like, this is what I'm going to do and get
put
on
you in
with
that
it.
Claustrophobic moment where you feel like the world's going to fall on you because you didn't get it done and
right.
Could have gotten it out of the way already. Yes.
Couldn't agree more. Last question. What's one idea, something easy to implement that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away so they can implement as soon as this podcast is over, that'll improve their lives or their business just a little bit?
Well, I'd say it goes back to that last answer. And in short, it would be do it now. If you're there, you see it, don't avoid it. Don't put it on. If you need to get it on a list because you can't get it done right now, then definitely put it on the list so you don't forget. But if it's there and you're able to do it right now, get it done. That way you don't have to put it on a list. You don't have to worry about it. It's not looming over you. It's not going to collapse on you later. It's already done.
Couldn't agree more. Clean Nation, pick one thing that you've been meaning to do, you know you need to do, and you've been putting off. Stop putting off. Do it now. Feel better about yourself and better about life. Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experience, your passion, your story, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Nicholas's show notes page, hopefully a link to this fantastic video that he talked about, as well as get all the information you need on the Clean Profit Method. We just released it. It's totally amazing. It's all my 20 years of experience for like $47 a month. All that nonsense is at growmycleaningcompany.com. Go there now. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.